Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Everybody, well, listen to the crack of that voice. Good morning and welcome to Best in Show. bestinshowradio.com every Sunday here on tpsradio.net. Think that was sarcastic enough? My name's Chris and I've got someone here with me. And I don't think the pomp and circumstance associated with his entrance is enough. There he is, he's putting his cape on. Gesturing to the fans. It's Keith.
By the gods, I appear before you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. It's only I'm sorry. I can't keep it straight when that happens.
My name is Keith.
Oh, buddy. I can't. He's so distracting when he's talking like that at the beginning of the song. Welcome to Best in Show Radio. Check us out at bestinshowradio.com. That really just didn't even roll off the tongue. It was like a crazy maniac that I'm at right now. I'm totally...
Something bad is happening because I actually started feeling...
Oh, you felt the majesty?
My theme music. Like, I actually started like feeling like I it flashed like for a split second through my head. Like, why isn't he down on his knees at this point?
I'm sorry, I forgot to genuflect when you put the cape on.
There's that word again. I still don't know what it means.
There's nothing wrong with it. You're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com on a special day here on TPS Radio. Allow me to say... this isn't the first time this song has been played on the show. That's disturbing.
Well, you figure every radio show plays this song twice in their first 15 episodes.
No, we're playing at 17, bro. I think it's episode 18, come to think of it.
Wow.
Episode 18 and still going strong. Best in Show. Happy day, fathers. Happy day to you. Let's listen to this gay guy sing a little bit as we think about fatherhood.
You know his dad hates him. That's all I want to hear. Something special,
something sacred. Yeah, it's a special Father's Day here. I'm happy to be spending it with you guys, being a father. 100K, you're happy to be spending it with everybody here. That you have a father.
I do. And with a father.
Oh, man. How paternal. He was my favorite basketball coach, by the way. Even though I think he's a football coach.
You've always been my daddy, but now you're
Lou
a father.
Paternal.
Oh, oh, oh. Do you ever think that George Michael's definitely singing this song to like a 17-year-old kid, like he's gonna be his father figure? Because he's not singing to a girl, we know that.
See, I think that he role played enough that he thought he was singing to a girl. I think he's an artist and I think he's a performer. And I think he would sing much like the Church of Man Love did. They would sing to the men, even though I wasn't so sure that they meant it. Well, who knows?
I don't think they meant it.
There was such they were cloaked in such androgyny. Wait, hold on a second here, bro. I want you to know this. Your tiny hand. I will be your preacher teacher. If you guys haven't picked up on it yet, things are going to be a little bit different today here on Best in Show. We're doing a special show for Father's Day for all the fathers out there and all the people who have fathers. So I guess would be every human on Earth for the most part, or who's had a father at some point. That didn't even make any sense, and it was creepy, wasn't it?
It was slightly disturbing, but all right. It's only a second Father's Day.
Yeah, you know, I gotta get used to it. This is my third Father's Day. Just barely. My daughter was actually born on Mother's Day, so this past Mother's Day was my wife's third.
So she pretty much made her choice from the beginning.
She was ready to go. But yeah, we're doing a little something different this week. We wanted to do some sort of a special show for you guys. If you've noticed, I'm trying to claim that that's the reason why you guys don't see us in the chat room and why you don't see us on instant messaging. The fact of the matter is we're having computer issues, and that's why you don't actually see us in either room.
But I did make one comeback appearance on AIM last week.
Did you?
Yeah, I was back on AIM last week.
Oh, that's right. Wait, hold on, I forgot. I have the worst boots in the world.
This is probably what I said the last time, but I really wish you had this playing from the actual album. Because I love when it ends and goes into...
I don't even know what
that
is.
I Want Your Sex.
Oh, that's the song that comes after this?
Yeah.
Hunger for Me. I'm your father figure.
This album's great.
I honestly don't even know it. I know this song. And I know Wake Me Up Before You Go Go.
And Let's Dance. And Rocket Man.
No, and he did the song with Mick Jagger, the cover with Mick Jagger.
Under My Thumb. No,
damn, the thing is killing me. I'm not remembering the reference I'm making here. Dancing in the streets. Do you like, by the way, that my explanation of it is this? Because for you guys who don't understand, because you're not in the room with Keith and 100K and I, I'm making a gesture with my hand that Mick Jagger does in the Dancing in the Streets video, where he grabs David Bowie's clothes and pulls on his shirt, and that cracked me up all this my entire life.
Personally, aside from me being a David Bowie fan...
Hold on. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. He told us to hold on, so I wanted us to hold on. What were you saying about Dave Bowie?
The highlight of that song to me is, yeah. There you go. I don't think people can even hear us talking at this point.
You don't think we can? Nah, we can definitely be heard over them. Over them. You know what? I also remember Freedom. That's the other song I remember. Is that same album?
Wham was a great band. They were a good band. They weren't great. Alright, since you don't have it, I'll do it.
I didn't even know that's how I Want Your Sex started.
Yeah. Well, I obviously own the record and you didn't.
Excellent. Well, as I was saying earlier, if you guys haven't figured out, we're doing something a little different for Father's Day. We hinted at it last week. I think we're going to do more of a music-based show today. Obviously, we're going to talk. We're dummies, and we couldn't sit in a room together for 2 hours without constantly interrupting things and just talking and doing whatever. I got in my mind. I'm wrapping my head around the idea. Like, I want this week's show to be not a typical show, obviously, with what we're going to do musically, but I want it to be like you guys are just hanging out with us, and it's not listening to us rant and go through a list of stuff we found out of the newspaper. We're going to be like that we're hanging out, maybe having a couple of drinks, and I'm saying, yo, bro, check this song out. And then, 100K says, hey, bro, check this song out. And Keith says, hey, dude, check this song out. He says dude when everyone else says bro. I don't understand why that's his thing, but he does.
I like dudes.
What's wrong with that? But yeah, so I want to do something a little different. I thought we should mix it up. We make it a little different for Father's Day.
And By the way,
I'm saying this totally wasn't my own idea. This is something that Keith and I came up with. 100K, admittedly.
No, this was your idea.
We kind of strong armed him.
I agreed with it, but this was your idea.
But this all comes from your idea of wanting to do a music show, though. It's all intertwined, my friend. This is like a big, big, sick thing. And I'm still trying to get into this chat room, and I cannot get this computer to work. I'm just going to abandon it.
My computer's been frozen on an Orbitz ad for like 2 hours, so I'm not
awesome.
Even bothering
I'm
anymore.
Not even going to make an attempt. I think you guys can call us on the hotline, though. 888-985-0555. 888-985-0555 here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Every week, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on tpsradio.net, the People's Sports Radio Network.
In honor of Zoe Bowie.
Uh-huh.
Later changed his name to Joey, I believe. His father, I think we earlier discussed Dancing in the Streets.
Yeah, I don't know if we got far into that. But Mick Jagger just grabbing David Bowie's, like, I don't remember if it was his jacket or his shirt. And, like, it was almost like a disgust, like, this is what you're wearing. Or I love that this is still, I hate that this is still on your body. Is, I think, kind of what the...
You know what's funny? For some reason... The memory I have of that song is...
For some reason, this video came out in the mid-80s, and any of the 19...
It was debuted during Live Aid, 1985.
Okay. Any of the 18 to 25-year-olds who are listening to our show have no idea what the hell we're talking about, as usual.
Isn't that their problem, though, honestly?
Honestly. But you were saying...
The only thing, I remember two things about that. I remember that my mother hated David Bowie because he says, records playing, instead of records.
Well, I mean, she knows the song from, I mean, to her introduction. Chances are that's probably the first time you heard that song, most likely.
But I also kind of think, no, I knew the song already. I was
in
a geek.
In the 80s?
I was a geek and a nerd. I knew that song. Yeah, I had I got for my 8th birthday a big Motown, like, 3 LP set. Oh. But the thing that sucked about it is they was all talking over it, the introductions of the songs. I'm still mad about that.
Break the record. I'll come to your house and smash it if you want.
But the thing I remember is, on the streets of Brazil. And his big, long leopard overcoat. Oh, actually, I think he's wearing a leopard jumpsuit and an overcoat over it.
Well, yeah, that's towards the end of the video. He changes, right? No, maybe
he
wears it the
whole
time.
Thing.
Maybe that's why Mick Jagger grabbed it. He's just like, what the hell are you wearing,
world.
Jerk? What's
that's the worst cover ever, by the way.
See, we're talking David Bowie and Rolling Stones right now. Do you have a song that you feel that goes into that? I honestly, your iPod probably has like every David Bowie song ever in existence on it. What I don't have, I wish I had on my MP3 player. Which, by the way, that's the way that we're doing this week, guys. We're disconnected from our usual computer. We're actually plugging MP3 players into this. Because, like we said, we want it to be like you're hanging out with us and say, yo, dude, check this out. Put these headphones on. Listen to this.
I love hanging out playing records, but only one person at a time could listen because the headphones are plugged in.
No, I'll give them the speakers that it's been sitting in my closet for a couple of weeks. Everybody could listen. But the song that comes to mind, like when I think Rolling Stones, that I love, that I would love to play, but I don't have on my MP3 player, showing how cool I am, is the one from the ending of Bottle Rocket. It's the 200th, 20th Century Man. 200th Century, 20th Century. Hold on.
2,000 Light Years from Home?
No. Hold on one second. I actually might have it on my MP3 player, come to think of it. I'm going to look at this right now. Well, you should probably get something up at the same time.
Oh, yeah. You know what I was actually thinking of?
What's that?
I was thinking last night. Doing my usual Saturday night preparation for the show, and I was thinking how
I'd love to get myself a sandwich.
Yeah, but after that, I actually ate it. I was thinking...
No, not 2,000 Light Years from Home.
Like, there's some people that like music. And then there's people like us, or... Well, people like me, I guess I'm sure.
Dude,
I'm not
I'm not in the same musical category as you. I'm not a big fan of music. We've discussed this in the past.
If you've ever said the words, yo, listen to this part, you're officially a music geek. Because I don't think anyone that has a casual interest in music...
I don't think that there's a human being that has not said, yo, listen to this part.
You think?
Absolutely, 100%. 100%. See, I'm mad. I don't even have Exile. I should have prepared this. I should have got Exile on Main Street on here or something. What's wrong?
I can't get my computer on anymore. It had the Orbitz air, but now it has nothing.
It's broken?
I'm not giving up on getting in the chat room.
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, we got to put some songs on here. Let's put something. You got, like, some David Bowie.
You got soggy cereal?
I'm starving. Now you got me totally hungry. We probably should have prepped this a little bit better, but we're doing things different today.
I mean, if you want to give me the plug, I'm ready, but I don't have what you want.
Oh, is that what you're looking for?
No. I'm looking to get my computer on right now. But
oh, you're going to have to come over here to do it. Totally okay. Disheveled. What are you playing? You're going to talk it up? I'm going to try and find that Rolling Stone song while I'm at it, while this happens. What are you putting on?
This is a dude from Seattle named London James.
What does this have to do with the Rolling Stones and David Bowie?
Nothing, but we were dying.
What's the name of this guy? Oh, London James, is that him?
Yeah.
Buddy of ours on MySpace.
That's correct.
Check out the deep, soulful, psychedelic sounds. Computer just hates you right now.
Killing me completely.
While this music is on, I'm going to work with you on the computer. Enjoy some music, fellas and fellettes. I'm officially quitting trying to get anything going with these computers.
I don't know what's going on with this one right here.
I'm officially quitting. It's done. Not to talk over your buddy London James here. What's London James' story?
I think, I don't want to give his website wrong. I think it's something like I Love London James. If you can find him under London James on MySpace. He's a guy from Washington, and he makes these sweet sounds. I believe he's from Seattle. He's one of the people that I found that I decided to start adding MySpace bands because I realized they were actually... Because usually when I get a request from a MySpace band, it's a terrible, terrible band.
I'm holding my tongue right now because there's a bunch of things I want to say when it comes to that.
But this is one of the guys that I actually found myself, so I have a policy of only adding bands myself because I'm honestly so arrogant. Although, another band I hope to feature later on in the show actually requested my friendship, and they're actually a pretty good band, so I was happy about that.
Excellent. Well, we'll get to them when the time comes. We don't want to... Oh, are you teasing? You vamping? I don't know what the terminology is.
Am I?
I don't know. I think vamping has something to do with like where you tease something in advanced radio style. I don't know.
See, vamping sounds sexy to me, though. I just feel fat and sweaty right now.
And that's somehow not sexy?
I guess it depends on who you're talking to.
This dude, London James, I don't know if it's the dude or the guy who they have posting on the record.
I think that's him.
Like, with a big gray hair or a big gray wig, probably, and a gigantic gray mustache?
I think that's his hair and his mustache. That's what I love about him.
How old is the dude? He's an older guy, you think?
I don't know.
He almost looks like Mike D does in the Beastie Boys Sabotage video. Like, it's like he's like, he doesn't look like that's really his look.
But
if
the fact
it is,
that he's there with like gray hair and a gray mustache, not caring and looking cool, is like the best part of it to me, you know? Like,
yeah, I guess, you know, like I said, it almost comes off as...
Well, no, the best part is the music, actually, I should say.
Good point. Yeah, it almost comes off like it's almost a joke, sort of. That whole gray hair, gray mustache. You know what it is? It's not that it's a joke. It's because of the Beastie Boys that they've got that look locked into my head as a guy trying to be an older dick.
That's the same reason that I can't hear the name Cochise without laughing, because of the Sabotage video. I dig London James.
Well, it's pretty interesting stuff. If I actually liked music, I'd probably get into this. As our disheveled attempt to talk about the Rolling Stones, like we get insane. I'm on one thing talking about the Rolling Stones and David Bowie, and we just got insane and just thrown it all over the place. This is what I'm saying. This is what I want it to be. I want it to be us hanging out. You know what? Pour yourself a drink, kids out there. Join us. Have a beverage. Be like it's like a big hangout party where you're listening to us, and things are happening here. bestinshowradio.com on tpsradio.net. Call us on the hotline if you so choose. 888-985-0555. Are you throwing something else on right now? Or are you?
Although after you pour a drink and enjoy us,
understand that it's 11.
Think hard about why you're drinking on a Sunday morning.
Let me take a look. It's 11:22 in the morning, and you probably shouldn't. And actually, if you're someplace else in the country, it could be even earlier. It could be 9 or 8 o'clock. You probably shouldn't be having a drink just yet. Leave that to the professionals. Not that I know who those professionals are, but leave it to them. You throwing a song on?
I'm going to throw something down for the background, I think, while we talk.
Oh, while we talk a little bit?
Sure.
What are we talking about? Jokes? Here's a joke I wrote. It's a god-awful small
Well, you brought up Bottle Rocket, so I'll play something that was featured in The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Okay. I just, you know what? But it's amazing that we're talking, we talked about David Bowie and Mick Jagger, and then we follow it up. We play something that we don't play either one of them.
So we lead David Bowie conversation into London James, and then we play David Bowie.
Exactly. And she's hooked to the silver screen. It is I do like the Bottle Rocket reference, even though it's a Life Aquatic reference. I'm telling you, man, I gotta find that Rolling Stones song. I know I have it on cassette someplace, but last time I checked, I don't have a boombox sitting in the room. So you guys are going to be SOL. Dude, don't spoil that. That's going to be the showstopper later on in the show. I always hate it when I listen to people do stuff on the radio, internet or otherwise, and there's music on and they sing over it. Yet, as I'm sitting here, it's almost impossible to not do it.
One of the greatest songs ever, you think? I think 10 best songs ever. The following lyrics stolen by Bush. It's on America's tortured brow.
Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Is that how we got him elected the second time?
Bush the band also. I remember there was some Bush song where he mentions Mickey Mouse growing up. See the mice in their million
hordes. Great song.
Then he said, "My wife beats me up while she blasts ska records."
Yeah, I know, because I'm sure she listens to ska. She's just blasting Missy Elliott records now. great song, definitely a great song. I don't know, top 10 all time. 25, I'd probably put it in there. That's probably something maybe that we should quietly... Actually, not even quietly. That's probably something we should have did before we started the show. We came in each with our 25 top songs of all time and played them.
Yeah, but I can't do a countdown without Jack Spector.
That'll be the next... That'll be our next...
Cousin Brucey, at least.
That'll be our next holiday show that we do.
I thought you were going to do a Cousin Brucey impression.
Hey, cousins! I prefer who's the other guy?
Jack the Whack?
No, not Jack. Jack the Whack. No, the guy who said, hello, love, Rod something. I'm doing references to CBS.
Stewart?
No, not Rod. Hello, love. I'm making references to DJs that are no longer on in New York City, to people around the country that have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm good at that. I'm going to attempt to hit pause on this thing. I don't really know how iPods work. I'm assuming it's that button with the two lines next to it. It looks like a quote symbol. Good stuff. You're listening to a magical musical wonderland here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Check us out on the web. Actually, that's the only way you can check us out on the web, because all of our stuff is
so. Is this dead? The computer thing, is it?
The computer thing's dead. I'm not. I said it before. I'm done. I'm not in the mood to do it, because if I get caught up in trying to, what are you saying? It's totally gone. I know that your screen wasn't working.
I can't even get anything on it. Like, a bunch of lights just started flashing. Ah, here we go.
We didn't put the power on. Maybe that was it.
No, but before I had the Orbitz ad flashing, and then I just froze on that, and then it must have shut down. And
who knows? Who knows? Don't obsess about it. We're better than this. Let's be professionals, even though we don't get paid to do this, so we're not really professional. Let's be professionals about it and ignore it. Just move on with the show. Let everybody
know.
And now,
100K talks about Keith's obsession with the laptop.
Hello, love, Ron Lundy. That's who the host was from CBS. Hello, love.
I heard Bobby J is still mad that WCBS FM in New York turned into Jack.
Yeah, wouldn't you be? I mean, if you worked at a place for 639 years, all of a sudden you don't have a job anymore.
I'm not,
because a robot is playing Limp Bizkit songs or whatever it is that they play on that station. I wouldn't even know. I don't listen to regular radio.
Still your girlfriend, Jack. He says stuff like that.
Jack the Whack.
No, I wish he said that.
Sorry. Yo, I'm going to take it to a different place. This song specifically is kind of what hooked me in. When I was in, let's put it this way.
We're not the kind of guy I bring home to mama. We probably already dated her, Jack.
Jack the Whack. I love that you said something about Jack the Whack. So now anytime you make a Jack reference, it means Jack the Whack to me. For those of you who don't know, a Z100 DJ in like the mid to late 80s here in New York. Zizou in the morning. Even though it's not a Zizou in the morning, I just want to say that. But no, when we first talked about the idea of doing a more music-based show, I was thinking about like things that I love and things that I listen to, although I don't listen to them so often necessarily. And one band leaps into my mind as being like the band I loved throughout high school, as being like my favorite band. And when I listen to them today now, and no, it's not Slayer, but it ties into that whole Slayer thing. I think on last week's show, I was talking about how like the fact that I'm 32 years old, almost 33 years old, and I still like Slayer is just so stupid. And on the same note, the fact that I still like this band, like I try and listen to them today and try and be objective about it, this band is bad. It's not even that they're bad. There's nothing exceptional about them. What is exceptional about them is their lyrics. And lyrically, I love them. Musically, probably disposable, but being that it was part of the soundtrack for my my high school years, it still rings true to me. Yeah. Would help if I actually hooked the device up, wouldn't it? From the album Mutiny, this is a song called What It Is by Too Much Joy. Too Much Joy. Way louder. You can tell who keeps their MP3 player really loud and who doesn't. Now, admire this. Let's listen to this and understand. This is the way I like to listen to music and explain to people about music. Talk over the entire thing and make it impossible for them to understand it. But music-wise, nothing special, right? Now that it's been on for 11 seconds, you can't make that judgment call. Now, lyrically, brilliant. Ooh, na na na, ooh. You're looking at me like you don't get it.
I'm taking it all in, my friend.
It's horrible, right? Musically, it's pretty horrible.
No, no.
Lyrically, check this out now. They say they built this fort 2,000 years ago. Okay, cool. A man named James carved his name in 1983. Congratulations, James. Now you're a dick for eternity. I just love the idea that these guys were at some sort of historical landmark that we don't know what it is. It's a fort that's been around for 2,000 years, and they see that someone carved their name in it and wrote the year next to it. Like, it's a historical landmark, and they're just attacking them for it. I love it. Something that just always stuck with me, I think, is cool.
Is that what the whole song's about?
No, no, no. Just there's all little odd things like that that just, you know, to get to them. Probably wasn't the best Too Much song even, Too Much Joy song to put on. But for some reason, this song...
I've never heard it, though. I'd rather hear this than one I've heard before.
I could play 40 of them in a row, which you've never heard.
I could write a book about my past life.
You still have that album, don't you? That's my Son of Sam I Am album.
I got Serial Killers, too.
No, Serial Killers I have.
What was Long Hair Guys from England on?
Serial Killers.
I love long-haired guys from England, long-haired guys from the United Kingdom. What do you have to clarify? Or qualify.
I'm sorry, we were talking, that he was making some big statement about, like, you know, commercialism and people who shop in malls or something. I like to shop.
I love it.
I just know what it is. So cheesy, but I love it. Too Much Joy, most popularly known. I want to go back to fifth grade, but I'd be 23. See, now he's getting deep because he's got James inside of him. Friggin' poet. But, I guess Too Much Joy is most popularly known for going down to the city in Florida where the Two Live Crew albums were banned. And, like, the week that it got banned,
I remember this.
They went out there and performed basically just nothing but Two Live Crew songs and got arrested. That's their claim to fame. That's their 15 minutes. That's their 15 minutes to the rest of the world, yet I have 12 hours that I dedicated to.
I think they were trying to prove a point, but I think they publicized the point too much. They kind of had this whole, like, they're not going to arrest us, which the cops read as, you better not, how dare you, I dare you to arrest us, you know?
I've got to be honest, since this is playing, I'm just thinking I just want to do nothing but Too Much Joy songs for the entire show. And thus make everyone tune out. Everyone listening on TPS Radio, tpsradio.net, here to Best in Show.
I remember there was a line in My Past Lives that I loved. And I don't remember the line, but I know the line ended with, but at least it's not me. And I remember it was a clever line. I don't know if it was brilliant, but it was a clever line. Something, something, but at least it's not me.
I'd put the record on if you didn't borrow it from me 3 years ago and never returned it.
I got news for you, buddy.
You sold it?
That was 5 years ago.
Really that far ago?
I think I threw a Twisted Tea on you that night.
Yeah, you definitely did. I think I can't say anything because you know what? I had Pavement Wowie Zowie from you for like a good
year. Yeah, and you didn't even listen to it.
Half. I never listened to it once.
One of the best albums ever.
I don't disagree.
How could you? You never listened to it.
No, no, I've listened to it after the fact.
Oh, okay.
Man with a gun, man with a gun. That's sorry, that's a different song that's coming on there for a second. In all honesty, I just want to take a second to collect my thoughts after listening to Too Much Joy. I know you guys probably didn't care for it. I love it. I do love that I'm just sitting here talking about one of my favorite bands of all time, just telling you guys that you don't like it. Repeatedly the entire... Dude, I love this. You hate it. I love this. You hate it. Check it out. I hate it. You love me. What?
What does the name of that band mean?
TMJ. It's like a mouth disorder where your jaw gets locked up.
So why do they call it Too Much Joy?
The band is not TMJ. I was making a silly joke. Too much. I don't know what the band's name means. It's Too Much Joy. Ironically, I loved Too Much Joy in high school. 20 years later, I'm married to Too Much Joy. How romantic is that?
See, I wasn't going to bring that up.
Actually, this I'm not. It's personal. You know, it's not even Too Much Joy. I've got just enough joy from my joy. But yeah, I,
saving yourself, nice.
Yeah, like she's ever gonna listen to this. I could say that I hate her. She would never even know. She doesn't listen to the show.
I'll sum up my before you come get me in the morning to drive to the studio. I'll say to my girlfriend, "Do you want to know quickly how to listen to the show?" No. But I'll set it up on your computer. All you'd have to do is click it. No, I'm not gonna listen.
I would rather sit and look at the walls while you're gone and yell, why?
And actually, then fast forward to when I like to review the show. Then. That night or a couple nights later.
Oh, wait, this is going to come as news to me.
The following week. And the beginning of the theme music comes on, and I hear from the other room, "Oh, great."
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she's happy that the show takes me away from her while she's sleeping, but...
You know, I mean, you've got a...
Honestly, you're so sexy. She's jealous.
You've got a...
Come on.
You've got a career in front of you that we're going to work out here. And when you're making billions of dollars doing mornings, billions, mind you, on Clunk Rock or something, when it's going to be some new format where we're going to beam our voices into people's bodies and they're going to hear it. That's
Will you ever accept a job without me?
Will I ever, or have I been applying for
constantly? No, I mean,
My intention, of course not. Of course not. My intention is I think that we have... I don't think I could do a show without you. I don't think, you know, at the risk of sounding a little...
I think I could totally... I could rock without you.
I'm not saying...
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not saying that it would be impossible. I just don't think it would be as good a show. Like I said, I don't want to be all sentimental. Oh, dude, you're the best, bro.
I could do a show without your laptop, though, because it's honestly killing me right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I could tell you a story instead. So, where's what I'm looking for? This is what I'm looking for. Where's what I'm looking for? Okay. So, people listen to us. We're talking about doing the show and everything and talking about people listen to us. I'd like to think that, you know, maybe some of the ladies and the gentlemen out there that are listening. Whoa, what's that crazy sound? Is that your phone ringing?
I don't think it was ringing. I think it was just
being crazy.
Up.
So some of the ladies and gentlemen that are out there listening, I'd like to think that, you know, you're developing a relationship with us and you're becoming like friends, and maybe you're starting to develop some feelings towards your hosts. You know, you listen to us and think what we sound like and say like, yeah.
You haven't seen our pictures yet.
No, I'm like, I wanted to, you know, I'm thinking like, you know, you're thinking, wow, you know. That Chris, he's got a pretty hot voice. I'd like to get involved in something serious, maybe.
In your head, Chris is Brad Pitt.
Come on, no, seriously. Like, you know, I'm a pretty charismatic individual, despite the fact that I look like Jabba the Hutt. It's a romantic thing. So I just want you guys. I was thinking about, like, you know, maybe you want to get involved with me. I mean, obviously I'm a married man and I couldn't be involved with you. But I want you to understand that unless you're 100K or Keith, they're involved with me as well. But that's another story. If you listen to the words to the following song by a band called Ween. You'll understand that, hey, if I wasn't involved with anybody else and you were with me and there was some romance involved, that this is kind of like what being involved in a relationship with me would be like. And much like Too Much Joy, pay attention to the lyrics. Saying that tomorrow there's no second chance to you, tomorrow you'll be black and blue. And 911 won't help you. That's from the air, right?
You're right.
Quebec is the album of this song. The opening song of Quebec.
That was after White Pepper?
Yes, sir.
See, I never heard anything past White Pepper.
I gotta be honest. White Pepper wasn't one of my favorite records.
See, I love...
Pretty Innocent Blow?
Nah. I love the first solo.
See, this song to me, I mean, for those of you who don't know, one of the guys from Ween, he has a side project called the, wow, it's getting really loud. Take that down and drop.
This is so Motorhead.
What's the thing? One of their side projects is the Moist Boys, and this is so reminiscent of a Moist Boys song. I think the Moist Boys basically are trying to be Motorhead for the most part. I would just like to, someplace in my mind, fancy, even though the fact of the matter is I'm like a big mush, I'd like to fancy that somehow romantic relationships will involve razor blades, bruises, and all sorts of drugs. Even though that's certainly not the case at all. I'm a gentleman. I'm a nice guy.
Do you have a...
Razor blade, sure, bro. cut me off one.
Do you have what Dina was talking about on that?
What album's that on? That is on...
Chocolate and Cheese.
I don't have Chocolate and Cheese on here. Chocolate and Cheese is in the car. I have.
Wow.
I literally have every album but Chocolate and Cheese here. I have the pop.
Do you have White Pepper?
Except for Chocolate and Cheese and White Pepper. White Pepper I could get, though, because White Pepper is actually in that book right below.
Not worth it.
Yeah,
we'll take some time while you rip it to MP3 and then play it.
I could throw this on while we're waiting for it. Let's see.
We're waiting for it like it's coming to us.
<Let's see. laughs>
White Pepper to the show, please.
As as long as we're going to do rock blocks, we'll do a double shot of... You know what? I was going to put on the Stallion.
By the way, right now, people in the chat room are probably going crazy throwing out like suggestions and requests and things they want us to play, especially people that know us and share some musical interests, but we can't get in the chat room.
I'm sorry. I apologize for... I've totally forgotten it. I've walked
away. The streaks
away
of silence that you hear from me, or should I say don't hear from me, are me trying desperately to get into the chat room, and it's just not happening.
I'm sorry. All I could say is I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. Let's see. This is what I'm looking for right here. I've abandoned it. I've forgotten about it. And I'm totally
sorry.
I don't even have that queued up. I'm in the mindset right now of doing the show, of like doing this different show where people are hanging out with us, and I've forgotten about the chat room. It's just me and you hanging out, and like I figure people are here, but their voices are really low. Though they can call on the hotline.
It's because we're kind of in love, so we're really just focusing on each other right now.
It's really true. Although you can call us and get involved, 888-985-0555. I was going to put on the Stallion for a second, but instead I'm going to put on a double shot, a rock block of Ween here. And I'm going to put on Frank from the pod, because I, for some reason, not for some reason, it's just the most ridiculous voice in the world. Here, just listen to this guy.
Give me a pork roll, egg and cheese, if you please, with some gravy fries.
I would love some pork roll, egg and cheese with some gravy fries right now.
Ugh, in case you didn't hear me.
And there's actually a song on this album called Pork Roll, Egg and Cheese that isn't even this song.
At 11:45 in the morning, I thought I would ever eat that.
What's wrong with pork roll, egg and cheese? What's the difference between pork roll and bacon?
I like bacon.
Pork roll! Dude, you're going to make him put on the 100K Can't Eat song. I'm trying to do a different show today. Frank! Like, who's that guy?
You know what you have? You have I'm Fat, but it's littered with curses. I'd rather not play it.
That's another thing I was thinking, by the time this show's over, we're probably going to wind up having to list this episode as being an explicit episode, because I'm sure at some point, some of the songs, even the Too Much Joy song, well, Dick isn't necessarily a curse.
It's a name.
Get away with that, right?
It's a name.
Yeah, I guess. Want me to just start saying the F word and C word back to back over and over again so it's explicit?
They actually flow together.
Freddie Charlie! It's a shout out to my boys. One of them's a choo-choo train driver. Would he be a choo-choo train driver? Charlie just got back from Kansas. He's actually now a train conductor.
You're on Staten Island?
He's going to be doing it on Staten Island. He works on the docks, and he learned how to drive a train. He knows how to drive a train. How crazy is that?
I take people's cable payments. It's important work.
For the record, yesterday, I got home from work at like 10 o'clock, well, 9 o'clock at night, hung out with my wife, ate, watched some TV, chilled out, cooled out and relaxed.
Chilled or just chilled?
No, I just chilled. And I relaxed, and I was watching TV all night long, like watched a lot of my Ultimate Fighter stuff, which I'll get into in a little bit.
But,
went to bed about 2 o'clock in the morning. My phone rang at 3:30. I got dragged out of bed at 3:30 in the morning. You know what time I work till?
What time?
It's good how you're vamping it like that. I feel like I'm going to keep using vamping correctly over and over again. Because I know you know that I...
What time?
I worked until 2 p.m. in the afternoon and didn't sleep.
To be fair, I didn't know. I just got a message from you saying, I got a half an hour of sleep. Don't call me. And then I called you.
Yeah, an hour and a half, actually. I literally... did not sleep at all.
I have dreams every night. And they're not pleasant.
Wait, what?
Lately, I know you supposedly you dream every night. But every night for the past week, I have dreams. Vivid dreams that are uncomfortable.
What do you mean? Will you specify or you don't want to?
Definitely not, but...
Why don't you lie and make it be about something else that's equally as uncomfortable so you don't have to give us the deep look into your body? Want to talk about an uncomfortable dream?
Sure.
When I was about 20 years old, 20, 21 years old, the paper's right here. What, are you going to write to me what it is and you want me not to say it on the air? I'm going to blurt it out.
Yes. Because that's just like putting a lollipop next to a child saying, don't eat that because I'll be in the other room and I'll never know if you did.
I actually had a dream when I was younger. I'm going to take you someplace creepy. I had a dream that I was having sex with a beautiful young lady's bottom half of her torso. And it was awesome. And the top half of her torso was my dog at the time. I swear to God, true story. And when I did wake up, let's just say I was satisfied by my dream. I can't even wait to see what you're writing on the sheet of paper. Are you happy with the story that I just told on the air?
Very.
What? What's
no,
wrong?
No, I'm not finished yet. But for later on.
No, okay, it's good to write a paragraph in the middle of the show. Hey, just let me take some notes. I'm writing some of my memoirs today.
This is the portion of the show where we write. Hey, do you want to play a game this week?
I would love to play a game this week. You want me to, that music game that we intentionally, I mean, that we were
I have a game where you could guess who's singing.
It ties into our music theme, so why don't we do that? By the way, if you guys don't know, you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com here on tpsradio.net. Special Father's Day edition music show that we're doing with some technical issues, so you're not seeing us in the chat room or the instant messenger. And let's see. So, should I be introducing this? By the way, I hope you guys appreciate that when we list the game shows that we do every week, we never introduce what those game shows are, but we list them as being like some crazy named game show, and it doesn't make any sense. Just I hope you guys are appreciating that when we're doing it on the podcast and whatnot. Should I just fire right into this and following suit with the way we usually do the show?
I have to make sure. You know what? Why don't we throw another song on, and then I'll make sure that everything's set up.
What
can
song?
Can we switch over to me?
Your song we're going to throw on? Hold on one second.
Well, I don't know what's on yours, otherwise I would.
Yeah, because I just unplugged mine because I thought we were going to go to that game show thing.
Why don't you tell us what we're listening to?
We're listening to music at home. What do you mean? You're telling me to tell people, what, you mean like tell them that they listen to Best in Show Radio?
Yes.
You're not on microphone as you're saying, I'm trying to buy time. I'm trying to buy time. I'm vamping. Yeah, why don't I read this note that you just sent me? I dreamt that I was nude with four little boys named Klein spitting at me.
This is the German prog rock band Can.
Ooh.
Brilliant.
I'm right off the bat, I'm intrigued. Can you turn your volume up? I'm like actually a human? There you go. That's actually way too loud. My ears are going to fall off. Good, good. I immediately like the sound of this.
We're going to get the game show going as soon as this is over.
Not to take away from the song. Who's this? Can, you said?
Can, C-A-N, featuring Damo Suzuki. I told you earlier in the week because you were going to call me about it.
Okay, I don't want to interrupt Can by any means here. But I just read the dream that that Keith had. It's much worse than having sex with your dog. It's much worse. If my dog actually didn't have the bottom half of a female, it would be better than the dream that I just read. In all honesty, I think you should share and just change the names involved. You could leave that out too. Just the general, just the general gist of it is the disturbing part of it.
Yeah, it was disturbing as hell. Like,
the fact that you were trying to...
I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning because I woke up, I opened my eyes, it was 5 a.m. and I was like, there's no way I'm going back to sleep now, so I might as well just get up.
By the way, what's the name of this song? Because I'm digging this a lot.
It's called Tango Whiskey Man.
Who is Can? What's the story behind Can?
Can was a German, they're called Krautrock and Progressive Rock sometimes. They were a band, they had a singer called Malcolm Mooney. He quit and this guy Damo Suzuki joined. And that's where that band Mooney Suzuki got their name, but whatever, we're not talking about them, are we? And
I think we just did talk about them, actually. By we, I mean you.
But this is their story. A lot of strange stuff. This is probably one of the more poppy things they have. They did a lot of movie soundtracks.
I dig it. I definitely dig it. This 100%. If I actually liked music, I'd be into this.
I read something where they were referring to when this guy first took over the vocals. And as a matter of fact... Ooh.
That's a guy singing?
Yeah, it's a guy. It's a Japanese guy. He took over for the other guy, and one of their...
I swear to God it was Nico singing.
Well, one of their first shows... I think it's Wikipedia, actually. If you go there and look up Ken, one of their first shows... apparently, his vocal stylings were so... And this is... I'm basically quoting. I might be paraphrasing because I don't remember, but... His vocal stylings were so crazy that it caused riots at the show. Because, people didn't understand what, this guy singing, like, why he was singing so weird. And it caused riots somewhere. I have no idea where this was.
I think it was in Crazy Town, is actually where that show was. Yeah, I'm really digging on this a lot. I've never heard this band before. I've never even heard of this band before. Yeah, I honestly wish that you would, I wish that you desperately would share the story of your dream and just change some of the names to protect the innocent.
All right, you want me to tell? I'll tell.
I'd love you to. It's honestly one of the creepiest, most awful things I've ever heard. I mean, we've been teasing it. I'm sure if we were in the chat room right now, people, I'm sure Deja would be yelling, come on, you effing H-Mos, you gotta play.
I'm sure she is, but.
You effing A-heads, tell us about this. This is the pause button right down at the bottom, right, that I hit, so that'll stop playing. So while you tell your uncomfortable story. Seriously, tell me.
I almost feel like I should have uncomfortable music behind it.
No, I see. I like it being totally dry.
Okay, I got it.
Tell us about
because it sounds more real.
Tell us about your childhood.
My childhood? Yeah, I had a dream the other night that a mutual friend of ours, who I'm pretty sure we both barely ever see.
Oh, I've seen that person.
Was.
That doesn't even mean anything.
We were in a place where you used to live.
See, now you're making it a little more specific.
Doubling as... But that person has nothing to do with it. Doubling as...
Are you talking about the Den of Iniquity where the walls bleed, the hardcore hellhole?
Yeah, I'm really going to be vague about this.
The Thunder Hill. I mean, you can give
it... It was that combined with another house that I've been in recently in the past few years, but...
Okay. So it was a locale that you recognized as being a conglomerate of... You didn't. That wasn't specified in your story the way you wrote it. It just says I was in a house with. So this house was like a conglomerate
of two houses
of like two houses of Dens of Iniquity. Both of them.
For the most part, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
A bunch of people came in. They were referred to as your Tampa neighbors. I don't know what that means. I guess it was like your crew that you were.
Okay, dude. I swear to God,
you couldn't read that
in
my
your
writing?
Thing. It says your Tampa neighbors in quotes in there. I thought you were trying to make a joke to me that I didn't get. I swear to God.
No.
I was like, what the hell does Tampa neighbors?
Because at
mean?
One point in the dream, I said to you, "Who are those guys? What is this?" And you said they're my Tampa crew or neighbors.
So this nondescript house was my house actually in the dream.
It was it never came up. You actually popped into the dream later.
See, here's the thing. When you said your house, I thought you were specifically talking about a place that was my house and that was the site. But in the dream, the location was actually my house where these Tampa neighbors were. Okay, continue.
And they were, see, this is really uncomfortable.
That's the point, bro.
They walked in and there was a friend of ours there.
Right.
And they started to, take an interest in this friend, and it just turned into an uncomfortable situation with like these 12 like monsters
Can I just say the accused? Does that mean anything to anybody?
I guess I'm even uncomfortable with that, but like I'm uncomfortable because like this isn't a movie I could say like it's disgusting. Like this is what was happening in my head while I was sleeping, but like
screwed up things happen all the time in your head that don't necessarily mean anything. It
so like
mean anything.
Things start happening. And
I think that means you're gonna actually get money this week, doesn't it? Awesome. According to my dream,
one of my palms been itching.
Continue.
And yeah, so like these things started happening to this person, and like it was very uncomfortable, and it was something that as I'm watching it, stop yourself. It was something as I'm watching it, I'm saying, I need to stop this. Like I need to stop this from happening. So. I asked you at one point, and just for the record, you totally were unfazed and could not care less about what was going on.
That was, it's because you're banging into stuff. Just so you guys know, a little mug just fell off the desk at that moment when he was explaining that I didn't care about what was happening to this person in the dream, and it made me feel like some sort of spirit was telling me what a jerk I was or something.
The person's alive.
And then I realized that Keith and 100K both leaned into a cabinet, leaned onto the shelf and knocked something over.
Yeah, so like I just asked you, like, who are these people? And you were just like, that's my Tampa neighbors.
Can
like,
I just point out
and
to
I
you?
Got the gist of it. In the dream, like, you were moving to Tampa and these were your new neighbors and like there was some shady business involved with you moving to Tampa.
Here's the thing. If I'm moving to Florida, you know damn well I'm moving to Miami, not Tampa. First of all, Second of all,
by the way, our significant others were not in any way involved in this dream. Like, so it was definitely us, like, years back.
If she was, I would have taken a swing at you already.
Yeah, like, so they weren't even that. Like, no, but they didn't even exist. So, like, this was definitely, like, way back.
Wait. Hold on. Let me fantasize about that for a second. I mean, nothing. It's a joke. Continue.
So we had a... I asked you this, and you would... And I was just like, well, this kind of has to stop. So, like...
So I was unfazed by the gang rape going on.
Yeah, you didn't care. you didn't care. You B, know, you were behind it. Like, you know,
as much as it's disturbing that this dream happened, someplace in my mind, I feel like I should be insulted right now that you think I'm a monster. Maybe that's why you shouldn't have told the story.
Yeah, that's why.
So continue.
So finally, I'm just like it, I guess like maybe one person in. I'm just like, all right, this has to stop. So like, I went over and I was about to
regulate,
take the person out of there, and I was just like, yeah, you know what, this is over. And then I proceeded to get like the living S beat out of me because of that.
Did I hit you when you were down?
You were gone at that point.
Oh, good. Because I'd feel bad if I
there was a
you.
Dude with glasses and a big chain that kept hitting me.
Nice.
And then like the next thing I know, I'm sneaking out the bathroom window for some reason, and like and I don't know. After that, then I woke up and I just got up because I was uncomfortable. Then I watched Saved by the Bell.
I have an idea that the reason was because you just got beat up. That'd be why you were sneaking out the window.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you, dude. I'm not going to make an analysis of the dream and show how, like, talk about you being crazy or anything like that. I'm kind of impressed that you actually share that at this point. I'm usually the one that doesn't think twice about embarrassing myself and talking about things like that. And it was nice to hear you really delve deep and show us a deep part of your soul on this special Father's Day show.
I'm sure a psychologist would say you have feelings of helplessness, and that's, like, what that all stems from.
I feel kind of
beat that dream me jumped out the window rather than continuously trying to help the person. Although I don't know what happened after that.
Oh, see, now you're making me sad. You're making me feel like you're Albert Brooks in Defending Your Life right now. That you're always looking at these moments in your life and just like running away from everything.
But that's what happened.
This is getting emotional. This is getting really serious here on bestinshowradio.com. I'm gonna take a second. Oh no, hold on a second. You know what? Hold on 1 minute. You can talk to our friends on the radio. I want you to hold on a second.
I'm gonna set up the game right now. Thank you. I just got a hug, everybody.
If I was getting gang raped and you jumped out of a window instead of protecting me, I wouldn't be upset, bro. Well, I would be, but not at you. I don't remember.
See, you know in dreams, it sometimes feels like it's a lot later and it's not happening anymore, or like it comes back to this. Like the jumping out of the window part was kind of just like, you know what? You need to get out of here. And somebody was telling me you need to get out of here.
Dude, you were probably next on the list. They were going to start gang raping you the next second after that. So maybe that's not a bad thing that you got out of there. You had to do what you had to do.
And that why would I have gotten out of there, though? Oh.
And not to mention, that person that was in the dream, hey, man, what are
you
going to
do? See, this is why I don't want to go.
Of course, nothing awful should happen to anybody. It's just, you know, I'm trying to make light of the subject. Dude, I'm going to walk away from it. I'm going to stop.
Do you realize how grilled you're going to be about who the person is now?
And I will never tell.
I actually trust that you'll never tell.
I'll never tell. It was Brittany Andrews. Brittany Murphy. Thank God I named a porno star instead of an actress. Well, I guess she'd be an actress, too. Yeah, on another note, here on bestinshowradio.com, we're going to play a game show with this thing happening.
The French are glad to die for love.
You want
to...
You hear those sweet vocals?
On the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
So what's the point of this game show?
You gotta tell me who's singing. Pay the rental on your humble. Which non-singer person that should never be singing is singing? Men grow cold as. To be honest, this is the one I was gonna leave out because this was done on the Howard Stern show already.
The whole game show or this song?
Well, Gary brought this song in and had Howard guess who was singing it.
It's Tiffany.
Oh, man, she gave it away. She called out her own name.
Can I be honest what I think it is? I can give you my mind, my mindset on this. It sounds almost like an old...
And I am a material girl. You know that we are...
Come and get me, boys. Sorry.
So now you know it was later than a certain date.
I'm thinking that the style of music reminds me, and I want to believe that this is in the musical Chicago. So that's why I'm going to say Catherine Zeta-Jones.
You know what? That's a damn good guess.
Wrong.
But a damn good guess.
She sounds like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Moulin Rouge, my friend. Nicole Kidman.
This is Nicole Kidman?
Is
it a movie?
Moulin
Rouge.
This is
a movie within the past 3 years, and you're it's like some big secret.
Did you get it?
No, but I'm dumb.
I guarantee you there's two people in the there's one person in the chat room that got it.
I'm telling you right now, dude. You can play a song and I was like, dude, tell me who's singing on this Beatles song. No, tell me what band is performing this Beatles song by the Beatles. And I'd say Rolling Stones. I'm an idiot. I'm not a person to judge it by. By the way, is this really loud or is it just me?
It's really loud. I bet you Deja and Vito knew that and nobody else. Well, maybe some other people.
I'm trying to think we're the ones being loud, not the music. So. Is that you and McGregor?
Yup, it's me and McGregor.
Can I stop this garbage and
please
go to
do.
The next song?
Go to the next. That's the one I wanted to not include, but go ahead. Oh, see, now I'm going to rock.
Nicole Kidman.
No, but close.
It's Nicole Richie.
It's not close.
Nicole Eggert.
Yes.
Before I even hear a voice, Corey Feldman.
No.
Danielle Bruzelanic from
No, but I would have been mad if I had her on here because I almost did.
Is this a 100-foot of grunt, a some odd grunt? Is this a?
I'll even give you the band name: 30 Seconds to Mars.
Well, it's a guy, obviously.
Yes.
It's a guy who listens.
The guy singing. Obviously, that's the game.
Oliver Platt. You're going to have to help me out on this one. Could you give me like an age that this person is?
This is his so-called band.
Oh, so it's Jordan Catalano? Is this Jordan Catalano?
What's his name?
Jared Leto, right?
Yes.
Nothing? The fact that it's Jordan Catalano, I don't hate it.
It's not terrible. It's probably something I wouldn't listen
to.
No,
it's terrible. I'm just saying I don't hate it. It sounds like a Bush song.
It's not any more terrible than any of them.
Sounds like
a
Bush song or an Our Lady
this
piece.
Is the one he used to get elected.
I'm sorry. I actually was listening to the song. I'm sorry. Get out of here with your garbage. Now, this last song is listed as Dash. Let's figure out who this is. Dash. This is song Throoks.
Shouldn't be the last one. I have to find more.
There are only three on my computer.
I have to find more.
They're on my computer already?
Uh-huh. I sent them to you.
Okay,
I'm
going to start it off. You come look. Oh, you sent it to me? Is it possible it's on this computer, not that computer?
It's most likely...
If you sent it to, like, before the show last week... By the way, you listen to Best in Show Radio. Well, we talk technically about where we IM'd music to. all right, I'm putting the song on. You look on here.
Okay.
Charlie Daniels.
Nope, it's the Charlie Daniels Band.
Featuring Rutherford B. Hayes.
Life to life, feeling sugared skin. My poor baby kissed him so, too ashamed to lift his chin.
This is an actress, I'm assuming. As I'm sitting quietly listening, trying to figure it out. She's definitely an actress, by the way, is what Keith said while 100K was working on the computer. Natalie Imbruglia.
I don't know how to speak to you. I don't know how to trust you. I don't know how to live for you. I don't know how to love you. Now, the gentleman who fell before the court.
You're going to have to... did you find all the songs that you're looking for? Because you're going to have to start helping me now to give me some sort of hint, because I have no freaking clue what this is.
I feel your closeness.
She was also a model.
Like a shotgun. Chill within my soul.
Cheryl Teagues?
I touch
your finger.
I know that Tyra Banks has a vocal career. This can't
she
be her.
She starred in a movie with Michelle Rodriguez.
I only know her from being in Girl Fight and SWAT. Was it either one of those two movies?
It was not. It was a movie that had a sequel, and I don't think Michelle Rodriguez was in the sequel.
Oh, this is Mila Jovovich.
It most certainly is. She put out an album called The Divine Comedy in 1993, and this is from it.
She's a big fan of Natalie Merchant and the Cranberries, I can tell.
She probably is. I heard she's a big fan of Best in Show Radio.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of her, though. That was horrible. That was horrendous. What's the next song you want me to pop in here? Which one? The ones that actually have the names of Secret 1, Secret 2, or...
Put Secret 2 on, and I'll be right back.
By the way, you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, on a special music show here for Father's Day, as we're listening to songs and trying to figure out who the person singing is. Ooh, I invented that.
If ever you've got rain in your heart, someone has hurt you and torn you apart. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love me and let it be?
It sucks right now because he's not in the room. And I want to start making guesses as to who I think this is, and no one's going to tell me. So I'll ask the chat room. Oh, wait, I can't do that. My computer's broken. Maybe I'll have an internal conversation. Well, I'll have an external internal conversation, because I guess when I'm saying it in my head, it's not so good. Is this Dan Marino? No. Jamal Lewis? No. I know that Corey Feldman sings, and I've guessed him once already today. That's... Now, see, this guy has too good of a voice for Corey Feldman. You know what? I'm going to guess Oscar De La Hoya. I'm guessing Oscar De La Hoya on this one. You know what? He's speaking a little too clearly to be Oscar De La Hoya. Well, maybe not. To love me. Is it Oscar De La Hoya?
How did you know that?
Yes! I'm so proud of me! I swear to God. I swear to God. I knew that I heard someplace before that he had an album. And... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
You know what? I'm starting to think it's not that bad, actually.
Oh, you're crazy. I started off like saying, hey, I wish he was here so I could start bouncing guesses off of. And I started just saying, okay, well, I'll bounce them off myself, and I'll bounce off ones that I know are wrong. And for some reason, I started guessing, you know, Dan Marino, you know, and Jamal Lewis for some reason. And I started thinking, hey, maybe this is a sports star. And I said, you know, I know Oscar De La Hoya had a vocal career. He put out an album that sucked.
Not a bad song, though. I think it's starting to grow on me.
It's a Julio Iglesias Jr. Not Julio. It's an Enrique Iglesias song.
He's so hot.
He really is.
Your move, Secret 2. Secret
1.
one. By far the best. You'll never get it. And yes, it is a Yes song.
Michael Bolton.
He's a singer. I wouldn't include him.
Sounds a lot like Michael Bolton, though.
That's probably what the dude's or lady is going for.
Huey Lewis?
He's a singer. I wouldn't have included him.
Steve Perry?
Shares the same birthday as me. Singer, not what I would have included.
You just poured liquid on me while I'm sitting here trying to figure out who this Esteban guitar-playing guy is.
It's not Esteban, and I can guarantee you this guy's not playing the guitar.
Move me on to any black square.
Dude, what? Did you put ice on me? Is that what that was?
Yeah, it was an accident. I apologize.
I thought you really did it on purpose.
No, it was really an accident. I was throwing a twisted tee on years later.
I'm sitting here with my eyes closed trying to figure out who it is, and I just feel the back of my neck get wet. I'm just like, what the hell? Oh my god, is this my dream finally coming true? This guy an actor?
He most certainly is.
Television, movie, or both?
Mostly movies, some television.
David Duchovny.
It is not.
Oh, dude, this is Yes.
You're right.
I have no idea. You're gonna have to help me out more. It really sounds a lot like Michael Bolton. Is it Nicolette Sheridan?
No, it's not Ally McBeal either.
This is Robert Downey Jr.?
It absolutely is, from the LP titled The Futurist, Robert Downey Jr.
I gotta be honest, I'm pretty friggin' impressed that I'm not actually gonna stop it. I don't think it's good, but I'm impressed that he's doing it.
Why does he sing like this?
Cause he likes Michael Bolton. Dude, could this be the new theme song for our show?
Sure, why not?
I can't. I wanted to try and do it.
By the way, last night, the United States tied Italy in World Cup action.
Oh.
Just want to throw that out.
I'm sorry. You're actually one of the 70 billion people that's actually paying attention to it. I'm one of the people that looks at it like music, that I don't really care so much about it. I actually sat in a Spanish restaurant on Friday with the guys that I work with, while they had the World Cup on, and everyone's screaming and going crazy, and I was just eating my pork chops and didn't even care. Couldn't care less. I don't know. It doesn't tickle me. But I'm getting too... That's too much. We're on a music show here. I'm going right back to the music. I don't want to get too sports related, although I know we're on a sports station. This is our music show. I'm sticking with it. This is a buddy of ours that, I got to be honest, I haven't seen in quite a while. I mean, I'm a domesticated guy now. I don't really get out nearly as much as I used to. I don't get to go out and hang out anymore. But he's a buddy of this is four buddies of ours. But the singer specifically is the guy who I was thinking of, because I used to live with him at one point. He was one of my roommates. I haven't seen him in a while. I hope he's doing well. I haven't seen him in forever. But whenever I think back of on Staten Island bands, if you guys know, we're from Staten Island. Actually, technically, we're both from Brooklyn, but we live on Staten Island now. Of all the Staten Island bands, maybe not the best Staten Island band of all time. Actually, definitely not the best Staten Island band of all time. But in my mind, the best song by a Staten Island band ever. You got something to say about that?
As you were saying that, I opened up a MySpace posting from another buddy of ours, and he was posting something about the Staten Island family tree, and he's looking for pictures to put together the Staten Island family tree.
I probably have a lot for him.
It's one of our buddies, Dave, because there's a couple of them.
Actually, I was supposed to send him pictures of himself from when he used to sing for my old band, of him with dreadlocks. I never got them to.
Actually, I was supposed to send him pictures of himself that I got from you, but...
Is that why they were missing from when I was looking for him?
Yes.
All right. Well, without further ado, these are four buddies of ours, and they're good dudes. One, two, three. Say them out loud. You can say their names.
Mike Russo.
Yes, that's one.
Our good buddy Chris on drums.
That's two.
Our buddy Jason.
That's three. They did get us. Oh, that's right. They got a second drummer later on, so it is five dudes. Who's the second drummer? What was his name? Mike something.
I don't know. And who's the other guy? Oh.
Dave?
Yeah.
Dave Salito. I know they got a second drummer. His name was Mike something, and I don't remember what his name was, but this is before Mike was in the band. This is a band called the Big Water Dogs. This is something called Dog Named Kelly, and this is, I said, always, I think, the best song of any Staten Island band ever. Maybe I'm a jerk for thinking it, but check it out. I'm sorry to all the Staten Island bands that aren't in this one. Staten Island People band. I don't know, something. And this song, by the way, is going to make us explicit.
Irish green, don't you spend that drunken money. Get yourself a little green girl instead.
Like everything else, as I'm listening.
Or a dog named Kelly.
I'm sitting and thinking what I could say. This, I just want to sit and listen to the song. I love this song.
Whatever you do, just don't buy that pint.
By the way, there's 6 minutes left to this song, and I don't care. I love every second of it.
Italian horn. Don't put your money on the table. Before long, you'll be singing red.
Should I shut my mic off? Because I don't think I can listen to this without singing.
Get a wife, a nice little Jewish girl instead. Whatever you do, just don't play roulette.
Now it gets nice.
I need a home where my people roam, free from disease and modern strife. Age-old affliction ruining my computer. My son's on drugs and my daughter has no suitor. And things only get worse.
So simple, maybe one of my favorite things ever. If you don't want to hear the explicit part,
never
tune out for 12 seconds.
So I can't disown you. Foam rubber, this fucking graveyard.
salt mountains. Put on my gear to climb.
Like his voice is cracking all horrible.
Don't
I love it.
On doing it. Football, a basketball game, and a dime bag. All I need is cellophane. All I need is cellophane. My cellophane, remade cellophane. I admit nothing. I admit nothing. All I need.
I understand that was a little heavy and it was a little much. I love that song. I love, love.
I didn't realize how emotional it was.
I love, love, love that song. Love that song. I think that kid's a genius. I think that kid is.
I loved crying in the shower. I think that was actually.
I have that too.
That was Chris's song. And I think there was a song named after a certain.
Yeah, do you know on the release, which I have of this, which is on my MP3 player, the name is missing from the song.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't
say. It's a great song.
It's good stuff. It's really good stuff. Yeah, I love that song. I think I think Dave is, I mean, not to say that the rest of the band isn't brilliant, because they are, but I think Dave is one of the best songwriters I've ever met in my entire life. I wish that he would focus on music as much as he should, because I think he would be the I think he'd be the hugest thing in the world.
Anyone that we played this week, we should probably link up their MySpace maybe pages.
I don't even think he has one.
Well, yeah, but his partner does.
I'm sure I'll play one of his songs before the okay. show's over. Don't you worry about that.
But they're playing together now, so.
They've always been playing together, but they wouldn't play. I mean, that's a big Water Dogs song. I mean, like I said, it's Dave wrote the majority of that song.
I don't think there's a big Water Dogs profile.
Yeah, there's big Water Dogs don't exist anymore, and there's not a Dave profile anymore. But Dave is now playing with our buddy from a New York thing, Records, our buddy Joe Semmes, and.
Hey, do you know anything about that New York thing?
It's a record label.
Is there a person behind it? Like one?
Not that I know personally. You might know him from like being a scenester in the city.
Somebody that I went to high school with in Brooklyn, apparently, according to the high school and the dates. But I don't know who it is, so.
I don't know.
Yoko Ono?
I don't know. I don't know. You're up, man, because I just took 7 minutes in a row for some crazy music. As we continue our music show here on Best in Show Radio.
I'm going to set this one up a
little. Father's Day. Here on, yeah, please do. Please set it up. Let us know what's going on.
About, was it a year ago? I don't think it was a year ago.
I don't know what you're talking about, so I couldn't tell you. Yes, it was. It was actually 2 years ago.
You were putting together your wedding video.
Oh, my God almighty.
I suggested a song by Depeche Mode called Home.
Yeah, I think we've touched on this on the show before when you actually played we read the lyrics.
As I got through the song, I don't have the song, unfortunately, yeah, well, but as I got through it, I realized it was about suicide.
Yeah, well,
I think your exact words to me, dude, are you effing crazy? I mean, nothing against the song, but this is my wedding video. But the chorus is, I thank you for bringing me here, for showing me home.
I thank you for bringing me here to where I'm slitting my wrists.
Finally, I found that I belong here. Unfortunately, he's talking about being dead. But I found another one, I think, and I told you I would find a Depeche Mode song that you could put on your wedding video.
Good thing I've been married for 3 years and I still haven't gotten my wedding video.
That's a whole other issue, my friend. Why don't you put the volume up and hit play?
I don't know how to put the volume up. I don't own an iPod, dude. No, you can't pull.
You're better off not owning one. They're terrible.
Yeah, no, dude. So this is a romantic love song for my wrestling? For my wrestling video. For my
football,
wedding
actually.
Video? What's this called?
You can't possibly find fault with this one. No, just listen to the song. You don't need the title.
But if the title's like, I
you don't need the title.
I kill Jews. Then I don't want it to be my wedding.
Fragile.
I feel like I met someone named Carlene's Cotillion.
No, I'm serious though. Maybe this is our song, actually. Just like a
child. Remember that hug I gave you earlier? We can take it to the next level.
Now disregard the chorus.
Wait, I can't disregard it. It's a question of trust. It's a question of lust. I gotta be honest, when I was in high school and I was listening to Too Much Joy, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt this, I used to hang out with nothing but Asians and all they would listen to was New Order and Depeche Mode constantly, and I feel like I'm 15, 16 again. That's why I said I feel like I'm at Carlene's Cotillion. You know I'm queuing up Van Halen, right?
I love the line, I need to drink more than you seem to think being in a wedding.
As much as I want to say I hate it, I actually am enjoying it a lot.
It's a great song.
to lose.
If you're trying to battle, you're going to lose.
What do you mean if I'm trying to battle, I'm going to lose? You speak clearly, my friend. Say what you're saying. Don't worry. I'm not putting on Van Halen in response. Because the fact of the matter is, we've only got like maybe 20 minutes left to the show, give or take.
And I'm glad we have that much. I didn't think
and
we did.
And I've got a million things that I want to play. We've been talking...
Yeah, by the way, in addition to everything that's broken, the clock on my phone is also broken, so I have no clue what's going on anymore.
Yeah, we got like a little over 20 minutes left to the show. Not to step back to Staten Island friends and things like that. These are just things that I just wanted to get out there, and so I want to say, a fantastic, fantastic, fantastically brilliant cover song of a Biggie Smalls, fantastic cover of a Biggie Smalls song by our buddy, who's been in the past known as Gravy. I know him as Freddie. He's now in a band called Camp Tambourine. He used to be in Monty Love, a band that's buddies of ours that recently broke up. This is a brilliant, brilliant, amazing. I love this cover. Can I say that enough? Of Suicidal Thoughts by Biggie Smalls. Yeah. Another one that's going to make it explicit again, by the way.
Going to heaven with the goody-goodies dressed in white. I like black Tims and black hoodies. God would have me on some real straight shit.
Wow, not for nothing. Biggie sang these lyrics, rapped these lyrics.
Get my dick licked, hanging with goody-goodies, lounging in paradise. Well, fuck that shit. I want to drink.
It's almost introspective. Like, I never thought of him, like, actually being that meaningful, you know?
Dude, are you making a joke? You being serious?
No, I'm totally serious.
Dude, Suicidal Thoughts. Hold on. This is what I always thought was going to happen during the show, that I was going to rewind everything.
Actually, like, talking about, like, I'm just big gangster dude and I'm terrible. Like, I never actually, you know, like...
Seriously, listen to the lyrics. I understand. Like, obviously, our buddy Gravy, Freddie, whatever you want to call him, didn't write these lyrics. But the lyrics to this are brilliant. And this Biggie Smalls song is brilliant. This is what I thought was going to happen to the whole show, that I'd keep rewinding when I got to stuff that I liked.
Dude, listen to this part.
Fuck it. I want to go to hell. Because I'm a... So shit, it ain't hard to tell. It don't make sense going to heaven with the goody-goodies dressed in white. I like black Tims and black hoodies. God would have me on some real straight shit. No sleeping all day, no getting my dick licked. Hanging with goody-goodies, lounging in paradise. Well, fuck that shit. I wanna drink beer and shoot dice. All my life I've been considered as the worst. Lying to mom, stealing out a purse. I swear to God, I wanna just slit my wrists. End this bullshit. Put a magnum to my head and threaten to pull it until it bends. I'm strictly red. I'm glad I'm dead. I'm fucking worthless. But go ahead. Stress is building up. I can't believe suicide's up my mind. I just want. My peak, I can't speak. Come on, boy, sway, tell me my will is weak. I'm sick of people lying, and I'm sick
is that
of
you?
People hawking out of facts.
I'm sick of talking.
Oh.
Feel good song of the summer that was. But yeah, I always love that. I always love that. You got anything on deck that you want to throw out here? Because we're now down to less than 20 minutes left to this program called Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Check out our website. Check out tpsradio.net. Enjoy all the good stuff. Next week, we'll be back in a better atmosphere. Not a better atmosphere, a different atmosphere, and hopefully a better computer atmosphere that we can actually talk to you guys and do stuff. I got to be honest, there's so many problems with this computer. I don't even know that the phone's been working, I think, because our buddy Vito usually tries to call us every week, and I don't know if he's tried or not at this point, but everything's shot to hell, so... Who even knows? We're on a music show anyway, so who even cares? We got some good stuff going on. Yo, you ready for something? You got something going on?
Why don't you go next and I'll follow?
I'm going to get emo for a second and something totally different that has nothing to do with anything.
Oh, by the way, I have an announcement.
You got us hired by some other show?
You're going to be disappointed.
Oh, crap.
But I feel like I should do it.
Do what you gotta do.
Next week will be the final 100K movie review.
What? Dude, how do you drop something like that on the air? I have no idea what you're talking about. What, you're done with doing movie reviews?
I'm done doing movie reviews.
Why?
Because I don't think... I'm going to review other things, don't get me wrong. There's going to be 100K reviews, and a movie may fall into there once in a while, but...
I mean, you haven't done a 100K movie review
I haven't done it in
time.
A while, and I've been thinking about it, and I've tried, and I'm not comfortable with the 100K movie review anymore.
I still haven't gone to go see that Emilio Estevez one where he gets to the 13th level of that game. I've been fiending for that.
There's a guy called The Butcher. You can actually find him on MySpace. He's got a website called killerreviews.com where he reviews movies. His movie reviews are brilliant. And I kind of feel like my movie reviews are like Johnny Jokester.
Dude, you're getting crazy introspective today, and it's making me feel uncomfortable. Is it the music? Is it all the pot that we've been smoking? Oh, wait. I guess I wasn't supposed to say that. And I guess we weren't doing it either, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
I honestly love your movie reviews. I think that's insane. But this is probably something that we should take offline, because I'm going to try and convince you to still keep doing them offline.
That's fine. But I want to officially retire them, I think. I'm going to do one more.
If you retire, I'm bringing back the Pokemon War Journal, okay?
I love the Pokemon War Journal.
No,
I wish
you did
would.
Not. It was horrible. It was one of the stupidest things
there
ever.
There was one thing you said that I thought was great. I don't remember what it was, though.
Articuno.
It might be that.
Arsenal.
Arsenal might be it. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm totally devastated right now.
But let me throw out a plug for killerreviews.com. That's not what this is all about, but...
What are you talking about? That's why I'm cashing the check right
now. It's an
now.
Awesome website, and it's this dude actually, like, if you're a fan, I know you're not a fan of horror movies, or you just don't ever see them, but, like, if...
I'm not really a fan of movies.
The market is flooded with horror movies, and if you go to killerreviews.com, like, this dude actually, like, tells you which ones to watch, and for the most part, he's usually right. So, like, I pretty much follow him, and it's been good, and his movie reviews, like, they're actually entertaining to read. Like, the gimmick... I'm going to come out and say it. I'm sorry. The gimmick of me reviewing old movies, I think I'm being gimmicky. And I think my movie reviews sound like book reports.
And that's the appeal. Hey, man, I don't know, man. Hey, whatever. It's you do whatever floats your boat. Next week, guys, Chris's movie reviews, they're coming. Yeah, well, you know, we'll worry about that in the future. We'll worry about that.
However...
We'll worry about that.
There's tons of stuff I'm looking to review. So 100K reviews aren't necessarily dead.
Okay, it's just
especially since I'm Keith, so I don't even know anymore.
Understood. Well, that's, you know, this is something that you and I will discuss this offline. I guess there's nothing to discuss. You've retired. You're going to do one more and retire. You're going to do one and out. You're going to do it. You know what? Next week, do a Jerome Bettis for us. Win the championship, show the world you're the best, and walk away and know that you're going into the Hall of Fame of movie reviews.
But unlike the Beatles, I can't say that some things aren't going to be found in the attic here or there.
Oh, of course. Well,
if you happen to find one, you're free to play it, but I'm not going to do any new ones.
Okay. Well, hey, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. What do you got? Let me get your MP3 play here.
Well, remember when I told you that some of the bands, usually when you get a request on MySpace from a band that wants to be a friend, they're pretty terrible? A band from England called the Henry Road... sent me a MySpace friendship request. And you know what? I listened to them, and they're pretty damn good. So they have a song called Jeff Lynne. Jeff Lynne being the brains behind ELO.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Lynne is 5. And I've listened to it a few times, and it's really starting to sink into my head. So that's who this is, the Henry Road.
I'm going to try and let it sink into my head.
Jeff Lynne-style orchestrations at the beginning.
See, this is what I'm feeling. Like, talk us through it.
If you're a member of MySpace, I'm sure you are. Search for the Henry Road. Look on my page. You'll find them. Look at Best in Show Radio. I think we're friends with them, too. Or we will be by this afternoon.
I'm lazy. By the time I update the website, it'll be tonight.
Oh, by the way, ilovelondonjames.com. That's where you can get his website.
Excellent, excellent. We're coming close to the end of the show, my friend. I'm going to play one more for me, then I want you to come up with your showstopper of how you're entering your thing. I'm saying one more from me, one more from you, and then the closer that we both agreed on already that we're going to play. So here, I'm handing your iPod back to you. You're listening to Best in Show, by the way, bestinshowradio.com here on TPS Radio. And thanks for checking out our special music show for Father's Day. I'm going to get ready a couple more songs. We're getting out of here. I'm going to go enjoy Father's Day with my child. Sticking true to form, I'm throwing on more Staten Island rock. It's a very Morrissey Christmas. From Joe Plott. You're going to tell me he doesn't sound like Morrissey in this one.
I love Joe Plott.
Christmas time, Christmas time, without you. Christmas time, be mine tonight. Christmas time.
Christmas songs in June.
Does your wife hate Morrissey?
Yeah, so do I.
I love Morrissey.
By the
my
way,
girlfriend.
Wait, wait. Don't interrupt it. We're nowhere yet.
Sorry.
Big finale. But there's still like another 40 seconds of. Kid was a genius. Kid was a genius. That's all him. Whoa, I just started playing it again. I liked it so much. Two keyboard tracks by him, two vocal tracks by him. All I did was record him on that. Brilliant.
I was on the local college radio station with Joe for a while, and I would love that he would just, like, his show would come on, he would just be like, yeah, I'm going to play a bunch of stuff that, like, he recorded, like, himself, and it was awesome.
Yeah. I miss that kid quite a bit. Not a lot of time left, so I'm putting you on. You got to cue this up. What's the story behind this next track you're putting on?
You know what? There's not much of a story. It's David Bowie. It's one of the greatest songs ever recorded. Again. Are we short on time? Because this song's all about time.
Is it really low?
Time.
Okay.
No.
He's waiting in the wings. He speaks of senseless things.
As emotional
his script is you and me.
As he ever got in his career,
boy.
I think.
Time, he flexes like a whore. Falls wanking to the floor. His trick is you and me, boy. Time, in quaaludes and red wine. Demanding Billy Dolls and other friends of mine. Take your time. The sniper in the brain. Regurgitating drain. Incestuous and vain. Victim, you just scream with boredom. You are not evicting time.
Coming off like a jerk, dude. It's almost the end of the show. And by almost the end of the show.
The song's over anyway.
Yeah. I'm gonna cut it off.
By the way, you can find that guy at davidbowie.com.
Nice.
If you want to check him out.
Good stuff. We're going to close out. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out this week. We're going to do this really rush because I don't realize how late we were going. You're listening to Best in Show. You've listened to Best in Show. Thanks for dealing with our
Happy
musical
Father's
nonsense.
Day to you and your father and anyone you know.
Yeah, to all you fathers and all to all your fathers. Thanks, everybody. We did everything we could to try and make today's show good. Maybe next time we'll try harder. The urban legend, Joe Sanders.
Thank you. Shot!